We present Chambers, written by Clive Coleman, starring James Fleet, John Bird, Leslie Sharp, and Jonathan Cage. Hello. Yes, Dermot, mate, it's Vince. Stick a couple of large on Portillo Boy, Catford 830. Portillo Boy, crossbreed with the stiff hindquarters and the greasy coat. Oh, crikey, I'll ring you later, it's my governor.
Vince.
Oh, good morning once again, sir.
Did I mention that I wanted you to ring the Bailey and see if they'd fixed a date for the Crown against Lawson? You know, my murder trial?
Three times yesterday, twice this morning. The listing office haven't fixed a date as yet.
Right. Well, I want to get it firmed up in the diary before I go away.
I do sympathise, sir. It's never easy working a murder around a weekend break. Was there anything else, sir?
Yes, I did want to raise another matter with you, Vince. Has the post arrived yet?
It's still not here. Nothing's come in the last 3 minutes.
You don't think that maybe our post has inadvertently been missed? Delivered to the chambers upstairs.
So unlikely as to be impossible.
You seem very sure about that, Vince.
Well, yes, I am.
But you would agree with me that the post office is capable of making errors in delivery?
Yes, I'd have to admit that.
I'm obliged. And that such... And that such errors have, albeit infrequently in the past, occurred in relation to briefs?
Well, yes.
Thank you for that. Let me put it to you, therefore, that there is every reason to suspect that briefs belonging to these chambers could, I don't say have, but could, have been delivered to the chambers upstairs.
I really don't think so, sir.
But you've just admitted...
We're on the top floor, sir. We have been since the last rent review.
Ah, right, yes, of course, yes. One of the byproducts of being so damn busy, you lose a sense of time and height.
Good morning, Vince, John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a pile of paperwork the size of Snowdonia on my desk. You couldn't put the kettle on, could you, Vince?
Oh, very coffee bar. Well, some of us can't afford to lounge around Au Café, not when there's Chambers admin to be done on top of a busy practice.
Chambers admin? Oh, God, that means he hasn't got any work to do. He'll start meddling.
Don't rise to it, miss. He's away for a holiday weekend walking break with that old judge mate of his. He'll be gone this afternoon.
A holiday with the judge? That's novel. Who's organised it? Club 80 to 90? Little wet wig competitions and banging your partner's gavel with that lot.
Vincent, would you be good enough to pop into my room?
I'm a little tied up negotiating a brief fee for Mr. Tripping. The solicitors claim it's a gross indecency.
Impertinence. How much are you asking?
No, the case is a gross indecency.
Oh.
Is it important, sir? I've got to get back to you.
Yes, Vincent, it is important. It's very important, as a matter of fact.
Righto. I'll come in now, sir.
Ah, Vince, good. Something's been bothering me, and one never seems to have the time to, as it were, look at the broader picture, but I've been meaning to have a word for a while. Pink ribbon.
Pink ribbon?
Yes, for tying up briefs and sets of papers. How much have we got?
A couple of rolls, about 80 metres. We've also got a full complement of paper clips, and the Tippex is overflowing.
Excellent. Chambers ready for work. That's what I like to see, yes. Well, I'd love to chat, Vince, but would you mind? I really ought to get on.
Not at all, sir. Sorry to have troubled you.
At the third stroke, it will be 9:47:08.
Spot on.
Thanks a million for doing that adoption case for me, Hill.
I really enjoyed it.
The solicitor said you were really good with the respondents, kid.
Ah, I wasn't. I mean, we did lose.
Yeah, but I think it was really nice of you to take them to Alton Towers.
Oh, that was nothing. I felt a bit mean, actually, with Euro Disney being so close these days.
Ah, Hillary, pop into my room for a moment, would you?
John?
Hillary?
I'm late for a decree absolute at court. Can it wait till later?
Later? Look, Hillary, you're not the only barrister in these chambers with a full workload, but if you're too busy...
Come on, John, you know what it's like when you're getting your head together for a case.
Getting my head together? No, not familiar with that form of pre-trial preparation, but then again, I suppose I'm out of touch with the new ways. I probably ought to be telling High Court judges to have a nice day.
I'm not going to get annoyed.
Look, my client's been married 30 years. I suppose an extra 10 minutes won't hurt. What is it, John?
I've been rethinking room allocation.
What's wrong with room allocation?
I thought maybe you'd like to be separated from that deceptive woman.
Ruth? Oh, but we've been getting on really well since she arrived. She's fantastically, fresh. It wasn't her fault that you offered her a place in chambers just because you thought she was related to a High Court judge.
Having the same surname was a deliberate misrepresentation. Totally misleading.
Linford and Julie Christie have the same surname, but I've never thought they were related.
Well, that's different. I'm not talking about footballers.
Well, Lionel and Tony Blair.
You know, Hillary, you've developed a not altogether attractive self-assurance since you've been in that room.
Have I?
Yes. Now, I'm under an ongoing duty to consider the most efficient working arrangements for chambers. I had thought you might like to come back and share with me.
Had you? It's just that Ruth and I seem to have gelled professionally. There's nothing personal going on. For God's sake, don't mention that, or me, to her. It's just that... Well, with Deborah still in the convent, it's nice to have someone, a barrister, of a different sex, to talk to. And my practice has multiplied since we've been sharing.
This obsession with the amount of work you've got, there's a hardness about you lately, Hillary.
Is there?
Oh, yes. When you were in with me, I think I kept that side of your nature pretty well dampened down. I rather prided myself in thinking there was some pretty good camaraderie in our room.
Oh, there was. I mean, until you moved all my stuff out.
You are your own worst enemy with that stratty biro, I warn you.
Is it that you feel a bit isolated in here on your own?
Isolated? Me? No, you misunderstand me. I'm thinking entirely of you. This professional attachment to Ruth is imprudent.
Oh, but how can you say that?
Are you blind, Hillary? She just doesn't fit in. It's everything. Her background, her views. You probably haven't noticed this, but she disagrees with me on a whole range of topics. I think that sort of thing's terribly divisive.
Four Court Buildings. Do we do tax litigation? Well, there's a good deal of tax avoidance expertise in chambers, sir, yes. Well, it's a practical hands-on approach with a particular in-depth knowledge of revenue investigatory techniques. Very kind. Do get back to us, sir.
Ah, Vince, I thought I heard the phone. Was it perchance the bailey with my date for a murder trial?
I'm afraid not, sir.
It's been 6 months since committal. The victim's dead. What are they waiting for?
I'm sure it's just a matter of time, sir.
So is eternity, Vincent. Look, I've got to leave for the Lake District in half an hour. If you do hear anything at all, this is the telephone and fax number for the hotel Judge Priestland and I will be staying at.
I'll let you know the moment I hear.
Ah, Vincent, I see that La Poste est arrivée. You should have told me. I'll take the brief straight into my room, save you the bother.
I'm afraid there's nothing here for you, sir.
What?
These are all for Mr. Tripping and Miss Quirk. Ebbs and flows, sir. It just happens that way sometimes.
What's going on, Vincent? Who's sending work to Trotsky and the boy Blunder?
It's mainly small stuff, sir. Nothing approaching a good, solid murder. Not even a maiming. Hardly a GBH. You wonder why people even bother going down the pub.
Yeah, well, I suppose solicitors are free to instruct anyone they like. Tell me, is Miss Quirk in chambers at the moment?
Popped out to get a sandwich, I'll
Good, guess. Good. I mean, she'll need to keep our strength up with all this work. Going out for a sandwich, that's food and exercise combined. Excellent. Hillary? Ruth? Good. Now, let's see who's briefing her. Good Lord, the Stoke Newington Lawyers Cooperative. Lawyers being cooperative, that's going to undercut the market. Oh, look at this. Ruth, this case involves a standard slum landlord exploiting a disenfranchised tenant. The landlord wants to actively threaten appalling a split infinitive. So typical of New Labour. Cheers, Herbie.
What on earth do you think you're doing?
I might very well ask you the same question. Are you not supposed to be buying a sandwich?
You're going through my desk. How dare you?
Not only do I resent that comment, I dislike it. Merely... gauging the ratio of floor space to desk space. And when a rogue brief fell to the floor and undid itself, I was retying it when you crept up on me.
I just can't believe you'd actually undo my briefs. They're confidential.
I put it to you that you should think very carefully about making loose allegations of that sort.
Why do you do it? Is this all because you haven't got any work in at the moment?
What? Me? No work at the moment? Ha! No, work is exactly what I haven't got. I've got a high-profile murder trial coming up. Oh, yes, some of my clients actually go out and kill people, you know.
Yeah, I can see how they feel that way.
What I mean to say is that I deal with things a bit more complex than simple assaults.
Well, why are you looking at my papers, then?
What conceivable interest would a man of my standing have in briefs from some lawyer's co-op?
So you admit you've read them?
No, yes, I mean, how dare you cross-examine me? You inveigle your way into these chambers us through frankly questionable means, and will you, you pay precious little heed to the way we do things here?
I can't handle this. Look, I'm not like Hillary. I won't stand for this intrusion into my practice.
Right. I've tried to be fair. No one can accuse me of not trying to be fair, but your vicious, suspicious mind makes you unfit to share an office with any civilized person. Hillary will move in with me.
And what if he doesn't want to? You can't stand the idea that his practice has doubled since he moved out of your room. I'm warning you, if I find you going through my desk again, I'm prepared to go to the Bar Council.
You refuse to accept the word of a lawyer? This is unprecedented.
Well, there are ways and means of getting rid of members of chambers. I'm looking into them, you know, and whilst I do, I'm sorry, but there is no public association between us.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I'm a professional colleague.
With the utmost regret, I am wholly unable to acknowledge you as such.
You can't do this. There's a chamber's constitution.
I'm afraid, madam, I really don't know what you're referring to. Incredibly busy. You know, I really didn't think I was going to be able to get away at all, Judge.
A little slur, if you wouldn't mind, John. Yes, it all adds up to pressure. I've been feeling it on the bench recently, the sweating brow, the tightening of the chest. It gets worse once the case actually starts.
Yes, and the last thing one needs when one's under pressure is discord.
Yes.
Apropos of which, I wanted to ask your advice, Judge. We've had a most disturbing series of incidents in chambers recently.
I'm sorry to hear it. A little slower, please.
Yes, on a purely no-names basis, one member, a woman...
Oh, dear, yes. We're starting to have them in chambers in my day. I was always against it on religious grounds.
Absolutely, Judge. Well, this girlie persists in making unfounded allegations against respected colleagues. I've not been involved personally, but others have come to me at their wit's end. But Ruth Quirk, oh, Judge, forgive me. Please forget you ever heard that tainted name, Ruth Quirk. She won't desist. I just wonder if there's any precedent for removing a member of chambers.
Oh, yes, indeed. We once got rid of a chap, found he'd been going to court dressed in a skirt. No question. Had to go to another chambers that instant. He's a judge now, of course. Yes, there's ample precedent for removing troublemakers.
Is there indeed? Well, perhaps we can talk about this in a little more detail this evening. Ah, we're nearly at the hotel, Judge. I love this part of the country. Joy and I spent part of our honeymoon here. A brisk trot, and we'll be there in a couple of minutes.
Please don't hurry.
Wonderful memories. Yes, Joy had to leave to go on manoeuvres. The besotted girl made me promise not to let the wedding interfere with her work in the territorials.
Do you always holiday separately?
Since she joined Tank Command, yes. The Black Forest is glorious, but it gets terribly hot in a chieftain, and you can't really see a great deal. Ah, there we are, the Lakeview Inn. What a haven of peace.
Good. Not a moment too soon, I must say.
Come in.
Oh, Ruth, hi.
Hillary, why do you always knock before you come in?
Did I? Oh, sorry, just force of habit.
But it's your room. Do you knock on your bedroom door at home every time you go in?
Well, that's different. I know there won't be anyone in there. You could be...
Shagging Vince senseless over my desk.
I was going to say working.
You don't think shagging Vince would be hard work? With his back? Ignore me, I'm a bit upset.
Who's upset you? God, I hope I haven't done anything inadvertently to...
It's our inflatable head of chambers. I can't believe it. I actually caught him going through my papers this morning.
No. Are you sure?
I haven't seen anyone look so guilty since O.J. Simpson was acquitted. When I confronted him, he publicly disowned me.
Well, I don't think he really means any of that stuff. You know, I think he's just very lonely.
Of course he's lonely. Pompous, obnoxious people who alienate everyone tend to be lonely. He's been at me ever since I joined, and he keeps making these unveiled, veiled threats about how he's going to get me removed from chambers.
No. He couldn't. I mean, he wouldn't. Well, he shouldn't. I won't allow him to do it, Ruth. Look, I'm not very good at this, but, well, I didn't think I was ready to share my, well, room with someone, but I am. And I'd like you to be it, if you'd like, for as long as you like, if that's okay with you.
Thanks, Hill. That's really, really professional of you.
What can I do you for, sir?
Pardon?
Room with a view or room with a bed? The choice is yours.
What?
You've probably already gathered that I've made a study of humour, sir. One of my interests. Humour, crime surveillance techniques, and the Delia Smith cookery collections. Winter, summer, autumn, late winter, midsummer, the week ending the night.
I have a reservation in the name of John Fuller Carp and Jeremy Priestland. Judge Jeremy Priestland.
Gemini, was it?
Are you English?
Gemini. Twin-bedded or separate rooms. Wordplay is humour's rapier.
It was a double.
Oh, double the trouble. Well, I'll let your friend be the judge of that. Bum, bum.
Yeah. Are you insinuating something? It just so happens that the double was inexpensive.
You sound just like our local Conservative MP and his naughty honourable member. Political satire, sir, redolent with biting purpose.
Look here. I'm an unmarried man.
As indeed was the master of late Victorian epigrammatic wit Oscar Wilde. Let's not mention the love that dare not speak its name. Not in room 15, at any rate. I could tell you were a man with a liking for cheeky end of pier double entendre, sir.
Look here. Judge Priestland and I didn't come here for the entertainment, and we didn't come here for the insinuations. You listen to me. What I choose to do or not to do in that room is my business, right? You don't ask, you don't look, you don't make jokes.
All right, all right. No need to get violent.
Just stay out of my way while I'm here.
Hmm. Didn't understand the political material.
Four Court Buildings.
Yeah, it's the Stoke Newings and Lawyers Cooperative returning your call.
Oh, right. I was just trying to get off home, as it goes. I'm the clerk to Ms. Ruth Quirk, sir. I wanted to speak to someone about Ms. Quirk's fee for that landlord and tenant case.
I'm Herbie. Let's talk. When it comes to paying briefs, we run a sort of bartering system.
Yeah, I've never known a solicitor who didn't want to barter a little. It looks like a two-day case. What sounds sensible, Herbie? A pony or two?
Oh, I don't think I can go to a pony. What about a goat?
A goat?
Yeah.
Are you talking a couple of monkey?
I don't think so. I'm talking a nanny with a little milk and cheese.
Sorry, mate, I'm not quite with your rhyming. Milk and cheese, we are talking bread, aren't we?
Well, bread's possible. I was hoping you'd take a goat and some grass.
Hold up, I can't accept grass, Herbie. Not for this job. I have got a contact, though, if you're interested in getting rid of some quality shit.
Oh, brilliant, yeah, well, we get loads of that from the goat.
Right, yeah.
Vince?
Can I just kill this call, miss? Could I possibly give you a bell tomorrow, Herbie?
Oh, yeah, sweet. Would you take a chicken for the bell?
You're working late, miss. How can I help?
I don't want to delay you, Vince, but you know that I keep a file of fee earnings for my personal records. Not that I don't trust you, you understand. I just got into the habit when I discovered that my last clerk was having difficulty telling the difference between my fees and his local cash dispenser.
Oh, that's out of order.
The file's normally in my desk. You haven't seen it, have you?
No, miss. I'd never dream of looking in your desk.
Thanks, Vince. That's good to know.
My job's about trust, miss. Besides, a stiff top drawer like that would probably give way if you really try to force it.
It's unbelievable. He can't stand the thought of a woman earning more than him.
I'm sorry, miss?
No, nothing, Vince. You go home. I'm going to be working late.
Good night, miss. Right, with a bit of luck, I'll make the 6:40 at Runford. Oh, who the... Four Court Buildings.
This is the Old Bailey listing office. Is that the clerk to Mr. Fuller Carp?
Indeed so. Many thanks for getting back to me.
Your Mr. Fuller Carp's murder trial, the Crown against Lawson, has been fixed for the 11th. That's this coming Monday.
Much obliged. Fax number, come on. Where's his fax number? Right. To John Fuller Carp, murder fixed for Monday. Vince.
I haven't really got time to explain it in detail. I'm supervising Sheldon, our youth opportunity office boy. But the key thing to remember with crime surveillance is that you never get a clue that is either obvious or totally incriminatory. You've probably gathered that I've made something of a study of the subject.
I really just wanted to know where the cloakroom was.
Oh, it's one of them messages from the fax machine. Oh, what are they called?
Faxes.
I was just talking to the lady, Sheldon. Did I tell you I was on the internet as well, madam? I run a humour bulletin board. I exchange one-liners with the refuse operative in Luxembourg.
The cloakroom!
End of the lobby, just before you get to the Delia Lounge Bar. I've made something of a... What is it?
Well, you told me to look out for anything suspicious when them welcoming pillow mints went missing. Well, look.
Well, go on, give it here. To Mr. John Fuller Carp. Murder fixed for Monday. Vince. I sensed a coldness about him.
Oh, a murderer? What are we going to do, Mr. Weave? Do you want me to go up and retrieve the complimentary sewing kit and nail files?
Don't be an idiot. Crime surveillance procedure, think Sue Cook. It's Friday, he's still planning it, but the old gentleman, the judge, I've got to warn him, Sheldon.
So, you say that if I can prove any major breach of professional misconduct, I can remove her from the chambers by a majority vote?
Yes. I'm going to have a hot bath.
Yes. I think I know how to get Hillary back on side. I'm going down to the lobby to make a phone call, Judge. Why don't you come with? Have a trot round the gardens, build up an appetite before dinner.
No, I don't think so.
Help yourself, I won't be long. A hearty dinner, a good bottle of claret beckons, and it's my shout, I insist. Yes, I really feel like celebrating tonight.
Aha! Mr. Fuller Carp, just checking there hadn't been a change in your killing. Your billing for the room.
Must be awfully stressful running a hotel.
Yes, yes. Well, it's difficult making sure that things are dead right. May I ask if everything is entirely satisfactory?
Oh, yes, everything's fine, absolutely fine, or rather, it soon will be. You know, it really isn't as difficult as you'd imagine to get rid of a person who's just plain causing trouble. Is there a phone in the lobby?
Yes, yes, just past the Nick Ross Carberry. It's very important. I'm coming in. I'm averting my eyes. No need for alarm. I run our neighbourhood snitch scheme, and I'm the owner of a Crime Stopper Community Action tie grip. Judge, I have to warn you that on Monday a desperate act is to be... Oh, crikey. Oh, my Lord. Judge, get up. May the court rise. Oh, no, you can't be dead. He was supposed to wait till Monday. Calm, Austin, stay calm. No, ring the police.
Come on, Hillary, answer the phone. You can't be out. Not with your social life. Hillary, it's John. Sorry to ring you at home, but I needed to have a chat.
Good, because I'm sorry, but I wanted to have words with you. How could you have gone through Ruth's desk? And don't say it looked like yours, because it isn't even in the same room.
Hillary, you're quite right.
I'm not going to listen to your explanation. Not this time. There's no use even trying.
I entirely agree with you.
Oh, do you?
Believe me, I felt exactly the same until the irregularities were drawn to my attention.
Irregularities? What irregularities?
In the accounts, her accounts. I was as deeply saddened as you. Fraud is a heinous crime. But how else do you explain it? On her figures, she's earning more than I am. Clearly, she's appropriating money from somewhere.
But what if she is?
I must dash. I can't keep Judge Priestland waiting. Ah, Mr. Wee, very much looking forward to a hearty supper. Just popping up to the room. Not sure if the judge will be joining me.
No, he won't. I mean, stay and chat. As a lawyer, do you consider that Delia overuses limes in a marmalade and preserve ensemble? Yes, here he is. He was going back to dispose of the body.
What are you talking about?
He killed Judge Priestland 3 days ahead of his own schedule.
What? My companion, Judge Priestland, is resting in his room.
Check upstairs, George.
All right.
This is absurd.
We would like to have a word with you, sir.
How did you do it? Poison in the welcome break, jojoba shower gel sachet.
He's a bit simple, officer. Let me clear this up, cross-examination. Never ask a question to which you don't know the answer. I put it to you, Weave, that you cannot point to a shred, a scintilla of evidence to suggest I killed Judge Priestland.
Well, there's this fax addressed to you, which reads murder fixed for Monday for starters, your violent assault upon me at reception, warning me to ignore what went on in your room, boasting about how easy it is to get rid of a troublemaker, oh, and the judge's dead body in your bathroom.
No further questions. You see, officer, this man is quite clearly mistaken. There is no...
He's dead, sir.
No, he's not dead. He's a judge. It's a common mistake.
John Fuller Carp, I'm arresting you on suspicion of the murder of His Honour, Judge Jeremy Priestland.
No. This act is about a murder trial.
Yes, sir. I think it probably is.
One quick phone call will clear this up, but I warn you, officer, I'm going to have serious words with your chief superintendent after this.
Forecourt Building.
Who is this speaking?
It's Ruth Quirk.
Ruth Quirk, a fellow member of the bar. This won't take long. Ruth, it's John here.
Who?
Ruth, I'm in a spot of bother. Would you mind just verifying that I, John Fuller Carp, am your head of chambers?
I'm sorry, but there is no public association between us.
Come on, Ruth. This is actually rather serious. I've sort of been arrested. Please don't do this. I'm a professional colleague.
With the utmost regret, I am wholly unable to acknowledge you as such.
But you can't. There's a chamber's constitution.
I'm afraid, sir, that I really don't know what you're referring to.
Just because I'm a lawyer doesn't mean I am not entitled to another lawyer.
Well, I don't know.
Be careful. He could make what seems like an innocuous phone call to a lawyer friend, but through the use of an apparently harmless code word, such as statute, duvet or hessian, trigger a series of despicable crimes.
I know I shouldn't say this, but I really hate you.
You're entitled to one call, but keep it short.
Hillary, it's me, John, your head of chambers.
Am I supposed to be in court somewhere?
Just listen to me, will you? It seems that we need to meet a little sooner than I'd anticipated. I've been arrested for the murder of Judge Priestland.
Well, I knew you were upset about the room allocation, but the judge wasn't even involved.
For God's sake, Henry, of course I didn't do it. He must have had a heart attack. He's had a bad heart for years. It's just that I can't get the local constabulary to understand.
Apart from that, are you enjoying the holiday?
I'm on the Gosforth police station. I want you to go to Chambers, pick up all of our literature identifying me as head, and get up here. Are you aware of the penalties for false imprisonment and wrongful arrest?
Oh, the bloody hell's making the rackets!
I do apologise. I didn't realise there were criminals in here.
Oh, I've not been convicted yet. Not of these GVHs, anyway.
No, of course you haven't. Innocent until proven working class. British justice, eh?
Yeah, and all the double-barreled scum that carry it out. I think they should all be seriously assaulted.
Touché. Can't abide them, mate.
What did you say your name was, mate?
I didn't actually believe I said.
You know, you've got a very familiar look about you. Do I know you from somewhere? Strange ways.
No, I'm just a bit tense.
Wait a minute. I know you. You're that stuck-up brief, Fuller Carp. You represented me at Snaresbrook.
No, you're quite mistaken. It's awfully dark. And remember, identification evidence is notoriously unreliable.
2 years for a parking offence?
Well... to be fair, you had parked on top of a social worker.
Well, eh? I always swore that if I met you again, they'd have to surgically remove my fist from your eloquent gob. You're going to have to come up with something pretty good if you want to save yourself major orthodontic treatment.
Look, please don't. I'm in enough trouble as it is. I've been charged with murdering a judge.
Oh. And why didn't you say that when you came in, pal? Fancy a smoke?
The brief's here, Carl.
Hillary, thank God.
Good morning, John.
You? What are you doing here?
Oh, I was just on a walking tour of prisons in the Lake District. Isn't this one a cracker?
Oh, I see. You realise what a little fool you were on the phone. You're worried about your career, so you've come up here to try and make me feel grateful, but it's too late. I've been planning to get you out of our chambers for months, and I think I've got the ammunition.
Do you want to bring the statement in, Hill?
Hillary, what are you messing about at? Get me out of here. I've got a murder trial to prepare for Monday. What statement?
I'm sorry, John, but I really must insist that you sign this.
Hillary, what are you saying? You never advise a client to sign a statement when he's in custody.
Ruth's explained everything to me. How could you? Think of this statement more in the nature of a contract. Well, a charter, really.
It prevents you from reallocating offices, looking at other people's fees or papers, attempting to have another member of chambers removed, and one or two other bits and pieces.
But signing this piece of paper would make me look ridiculous.
No, you already look ridiculous. Signing this will make you look free and ridiculous. Sign it before I get them to add a charge of stealing my account book to the murder.
Never. Hillary, we're old friends.
Would you like a pen? Or shall I go and tell them you're ready to cough to the Priestland killing?
I will not sign.
Yeah, Ruth, you've done a wicked job in front of the judge. The travellers will be able to keep the sows and the calves now they've got a secure tenancy of the flat. And doing the case pro bono, well, that was safe.
Well, Herbie, I'm glad you're happy. Look, I hope you didn't mind me suggesting we needed an additional lawyer on the case.
Yeah, no, total no sweat.
You didn't see where my junior got to, did you?
Get out of my way, you cretin!
Oh, Ruthie, Herbert, respect. couldn't get chamomile and spiced apple. Is lime flour and vanilla okay?
You have been listening to Chambers, starring John Burr, James Fleet, Leslie Sharp and Jonathan Kidd, with Jeff McGibbon and Peter Serafinovich. Chambers is written by Clive Coleman and produced by Paul Schlesinger.